Today's chapter is 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning. But he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. We're wrapping up the book of 1 John today with 1 John 5. Unsurprisingly, we see a lot of the main themes of 1 John reflected in this chapter. Those main themes are loving God, loving our fellow believers, overcoming the world, and believing that Jesus has come in the flesh for us. John makes it clear that if we are walking in the truth, then all of the following are true about us. First, we believe Jesus is the Christ, that he is the only way to eternal life. Two, we believe Jesus came in the flesh. Three, we love our fellow believers because they are fellow children of God. And four, we follow God's commandments. We could go on, but these all go hand in hand with each other. If any of those things are not true about somebody, then it means that they are not truly born of God. For today, I'd like to focus on the first five verses, but first, a note about verses 6 to 12. John writes about how these three testify to Jesus, the water, the blood, and the Spirit. What is this about? Starting with the last part, the Holy Spirit, as verse 7 says, is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. God is three in one, and the Spirit guides people to the truth of Jesus. The Spirit dwells in every believer. What about the water and the blood? My study Bible explains two interpretations. The first interpretation is that the water refers to the baptism of Jesus and the blood to his death on the cross, these historical events that took place. The second interpretation is that the water and the blood both refer to his death on the cross, as John wrote in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, that blood and water spilled out from the wound on Jesus' side after a soldier pierced his side to confirm his death. Both of these interpretations emphasize that the water and blood testify that Jesus walked in the flesh on earth. He was not just a spirit, as the Docetists at the time were falsely proclaiming. Jesus, the Son of God, in fact, came to earth as a man and physically died and rose again, making a way for us to the Father. Again, that theme of Jesus coming in the flesh goes hand in hand with John's other points of emphasis throughout the letter. And I want to shift back to the first five verses in the chapter. Let me read verses 1 and 2 for us once more. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. There's probably not too many more ways for John to say it. Whoever is born of God not only loves the Father and loves Jesus, they'll also walk in love for their brothers and sisters, just like God commanded them to. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Verse 4 immediately follows, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." I think from this, we are reminded that the world opposes the life and the love that God wants us to walk in. The world, after all, tells us lies like, it's all about you. How can you love other people? You gotta look out for yourself. Or, God's commandments are too burdensome. These lies and temporary pleasures of the world oppose the ways of God. But by our faith in Jesus, we overcome. Verse 5 says, "Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" By looking to Jesus, we are reminded of the power of the love that we have received. And we are reminded that he has overcome, that he gives us this power to overcome. Let's reflect on how we are loving God and loving our brothers and sisters. How are you doing in keeping God's commandment to love him and to love your fellow believer? I was reflecting about how love can be easy at some points and hard at others. For my daughter Hannah, loving her is easy most of the time when she says something cute or is playing on the playground so joyfully or sleeping soundly and I just look at her. At other times though, loving her is harder, like when I'm changing her diaper but she's kicking and protesting. Or if she's a little sick and cranky, or if I'm a little sick and cranky. Similarly, loving our brothers and sisters can often be a piece of cake. Take the example of a small group. Some days it's a beautiful fall day in Boston and we enjoy the walk to small group, we eat a great meal together, everybody's engaged, and the Bible study is enjoyable. It's easy to love our brothers and sisters sometimes. However, the next week, it's raining like crazy and it's been a really stressful day at work, and now the question creeps in, is it really worth it today to make it out to be with my small group? That was a small example, but of course there are bigger challenges where loving our brother and sister does not come easily. However, the good news is that everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So let's surrender our lives to God and by faith, receive his strength and his love. May our love reflect the truth that we walk in God's love and victory. Verse 14 says, "If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." So let's ask for his love to overflow in us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage and this whole letter of 1 John. And God, we pray for your perspective. We pray that we would remember the victory that you have given us. We pray that we will walk in truth, that Jesus, you came to this earth, that you bled and died on the cross for us, and you rose in victory. God, help us to walk in faith, walk in this victory. And Lord, especially when it's challenging to love our brothers and sisters and we feel like we just don't have it in us to do that sometimes, God, I pray that in those exact moments that your spirit would fill us, that we would receive your supernatural power to love those around us, to love you by keeping your commandments. God's we thank you once again, and we pray for your filling of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.